Welcome everybody to Sunday Service. This is Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons with the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope ministry called Fish for People. This is our discipleship series. Well, we're all about discipleship here. So it's not necessarily a series, but it's what we do. And what is that? Bringing people to God and following the blueprint that Jesus left us. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to get into all things of the Bible. We're going to break it down. We're going to tell you how it relates to life. So come on. Come to church. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this special Easter edition of the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast, sponsored by the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope Ministry. I'm your host, Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons, and today on this Easter Sunday, we're going to get into some Bible study and understanding different approaches to it. So when you come to Christ, most times you go to a church and they hand you a Bible. Well, what are you going to do with it, right? So the Bible is a profound book filled with wisdom, guidance, and divine revelation. However, approaching it can be extremely daunting for many people. So today we're going to explore various methods that people use to study the Bible, each one offering different insights, perspectives, and see what works for you. So the Bible stands as a book that transcends time and culture. Obviously, it's been revered by billions of people around the world as the inspired living word of God. So its depth and breadth encompass various genres, including history, poetry, prophecy, letters, narratives, all of them interwoven to convey a timeless truth and a principle that speaks to the human condition across multiple generations. So at its core, the Bible serves as a repository of sorts of divine wisdom, which offers guidance for every aspect of our lives, spiritual, moral, ethical, relational, and practical. And the teachings, they provide a moral compass for us. They can offer us insights into the nature of God, the origin of humanity, the meaning of life, and the destiny of our souls. And inside the pages of the Bible, there's truths about love, justice, mercy, forgiveness, redemption, which is extremely huge. And ultimately, it's the triumph of good over evil. And we all love a good over evil story, right? Well, the Bible's wisdom is not just merely theoretical, but it's very, very practical. And it can offer us that practical advice for navigating the complexities of our everyday life, right? So it'll provide principles for a healthy relationship, how to manage your resources, responsible leadership, even ethical decision-making. It's all in the Bible. And the wisdom inside those pages is absolutely timeless. It addresses issues such as family dynamics, interpersonal conflict, even financial management and societal justice, as well as proven guidance that remains relevant to our modern world. You might seem that, you know, think that a book that was put on this earth maybe 2,000 years ago or about somebody who was on earth 2,000 years ago, that it can't be relevant. It is absolutely relevant. And even more, that Bible is a book of divine revelation. It discloses God's character, his purpose, and his plans for humanity as a whole. And that's just, you know, that's us. It'll reveal to you that God is our creator, our sustainer, our redeemer, and ultimately our judge. He's a God of infinite love, grace, and mercy. But he's also holy, just, and righteous. So inside of these pages, there's a drama of a salvation history from the creation of the world to the promise of a new heaven and a new earth. The Bible reveals God's relentless pursuit of reconciliation with humanity. That's a sentence. The pursuit of reconciliation with humanity. And that culminates in the person and work of Jesus. And he's the one who embodied God's love and offered redemption to anybody who will believe. It's not that hard. You just have to believe. But beyond that, it's moral and theological teachings. Inside, it also has prophecies, miracles, supernatural events that prove his divine origin. Everybody says, I want proof. Well, it's right there. Everybody wants proof, but nobody wants to read the Bible. It's inside there. It's there. There's fulfilled prophecies in there, historical accuracy, and a coherence that testifies to its reliability as an ultimate source of truth. And the power in it is transformative. The message is transformative. And it's impacted countless of lives throughout history. It's inspired people to have faith, hope, and absolute courage in the face of total adversity. So in a whole, the Bible surpasses human wisdom and understanding, offers divine wisdom, guidance, and revelation to anybody that wants to find out the truth, right? And it speaks to the deepest parts of the human heart by offering hope, healing, and transformation to anybody who will engage with the message, right? And as the psalmist declared, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. That's Psalm 119, 105. And it says, illuminating our journey through life and leading us into the abundant life that God intends for us. So before we begin, let's bow our heads and begin with an opening prayer on this Easter Sunday. Father God, in the quiet moments before us, as we gather together in this digital sanctuary, we humbly bow before your throne of grace. We recognize your sovereignty over all things, and we come with hearts overflowing with gratitude for the opportunity to commune with you and one another in this sacred space. Today on this Easter Sunday, as we embark on this journey of exploration into the depths of your word, we ask for your divine presence to be felt among us. Pour out your spirit upon anybody who can hear these words as he leads us through this Easter Sunday episode of the Fish for People Sunday Service podcast. Father God, grant us a spirit of humility and openness as we seek to understand the various approaches to studying your holy scriptures. Teach us to approach your word with reverence and awe, knowing that it is a lamp unto our feet and a light on our path. In the midst of our differences in interpretation and methodology, may your truth shine brightly, illuminating our minds and transforming our hearts. Father God, help us to embrace the diversity of different perspectives within your body, recognizing that each unique approach adds depth and richness to our collective understanding of your word. As we dive deep into the treasures of your word, may your spirit guide us into all of your truth, revealing the hidden mysteries and unfolding your eternal wisdom before our eyes. Father God, empower us to apply these insights from this time of study and reflection to our daily lives so that we may walk in obedience to your will and bear witness to your love and grace. Father God, we entrust this time into your loving hands, knowing that you are faithful to fulfill your promises and to lead us into deeper intimacy with you. May your name be glorified in all that we say and do during this podcast episode on Easter Sunday. And may your kingdom come and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. In Christ we pray. In the precious and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. So as we start with how to approach Bible study, let's go with a traditional approach to start, right? So this method involves reading the Bible, you know, like everybody else does, from cover to cover, from page one till the end. And what you do is you focus on understanding the historical context, the cultural nuances, the theological teachings that are presented to you in each passage, right? So it's a method that values depth and breadth of understanding, which usually is going to require some patience and diligence on your end. Another approach you have is the thematic approach, right? Now, this is selecting a specific theme or a topic and going to find it within the Bible, whether it's love, forgiveness, salvation. And this approach usually allows you to focus more of your study and will probably illuminate a little bit how different passages contribute to a broader concept. You have your, there's a devotional approach. And this particular approach emphasizes more personal reflection and spiritual growth. Now, this involves reading smaller passages of scripture every day and meditating on their meaning, and then you apply it to your life. So people usually like devotional Bible studies because they have prayers, journaling, and other practices that, if you stay consistent, it helps foster your intimacy with God, right? Then you have the literary approach, right? So it's as if you treat the Bible as a work of literature. You explore its language, the imagery, narrative structure, you know, more technical way of looking at it. Now, that'll involve analyzing literary parts like symbolism, metaphors, and that way you uncover deeper layers of meaning within the text. And 9 times out of 10, you probably have to use all of these approaches at once, kind of, sort of, like a Swiss Army knife kind of approach to the Bible, because you're going to need all of this. You're going to need to analyze the metaphors, the symbolism, you know, a little bit of each thing. So some people, they go for the, it's called the historical critical approach. Now, if you go this route, you have to try to understand the Bible within historical and cultural context. So that's like archaeology, criticisms, linguistic analysis, how they talk, and you can uncover the original meanings of the text, right? But you have to take into account the social, political, and religious factors that influenced why they said what they said. So then you also have, let's say, the community-based approach. Now, that's studying the Bible in a group, like, you know, Bible study with a group of people. And you all share your insights, you ask questions, you support one another. And that's a sense of accountability as you all learn from each other's perspectives, experiences. And it helps. That's why people really like Bible study. And I wasn't one for Bible study until I did it. And I see why you need it. It's a great educational tool, as well as you get to bond with others and you share your walk. So there's different approaches to studying the Bible. Each one has a unique perspective and insight into what you're reading. So some other approaches are like a verse by verse study, which involves examining the Bible passage by passage, verse by verse. You got a topical study or a topical approach where you pick topics or themes and specific passages throughout the Bible, and then you explore those, and then you kind of get a comprehensive understanding of what you're talking about, and that'll give you a broader exploration of themes like love, forgiveness, salvation, or even, you know, how to pray and why. Some people even go into a character study, right? So not so much about where and when, but who. So, you focus studying on like Abraham or Moses or David, the apostles, and you examine their strengths and weaknesses, what was successful for them, what didn't work, and you start figuring out their character traits and who they were and what made them drop everything and follow Jesus. So as you see, there's many different avenues you can take to explore the Bible, just because it has so much information, so many stories, and so many things that are embedded deep in the text. Some people use a historical cultural study. So that involves going into the historical and cultural context, geographical factors, religious factors. And by that, you understand the context in which the scriptures were written. And that way you can better interpret the meaning and relevance of the text and then apply it to contemporary life. So obviously, if it says, if your hand sins, cut off your hand. Well, if you bring that today, you're not going to cut off your hand. So that means stop doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? So you have to update it in a way. Because if you go outside and cut off your hand, it's going to be a problem. You also have comparative study, which involves comparing and contrasting the different passages within the Bible itself, or even between the Bible and other religious books or other religious texts. And you can get a chance to see why the Bible is the number one source for everything. Because that'll facilitate just a deeper understanding of the teachings in the Bible, their theological significance, compared to other traditions. But like I said, each of these approaches are valuable. It helps you understand the Bible. And depending on your individual preferences, your goals, different approaches are more suitable for different ways of studying. But ultimately, the goal of Bible study is to encounter what God's trying to tell people. You grow in your knowledge, you grow in your understanding, and the renewing of your mind, because it changes everything. So I just want to encourage you guys to explore different ways to read the Bible or to approach your Bible study and find what works for you. Whether you do systematic or thematic or theological concepts, or you're more of a devotional person, remember that the option, not the option, but the goal, it's to just grow closer to God and help you have a deeper understanding of what he's telling people in the Bible. So when you have Bible study with other people, that'll foster discussion, right? And mutual learning between the both of you or between the group. But it also builds relationships within the body of Christ, right? So you have friends that are on the same walk as you. So, you start through small group studies, Bible study circles, and then, then they'll have something at your local church, a church-wide initiative. And now that you've had some Bible study, you kind of got more confidence in knowing what you're talking about. So when you're in a bigger group, you don't feel so intimidated, right? So that's, and that would be the community-based approach with other people. And you provide accountability by making sure everybody, stays grounded in the truth of the Bible, whether it's through prayer, mentorship, disciple groups. There's many different ways that you can find strength and encouragement on your walk. But to truly grasp the importance of the Bible and Bible study, you need to understand its foundational significance in the life of a Christian, right? So it's a guidebook. It offers us wisdom, guidance, and revelation from God Himself. So it said in 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So that tells you right there, it's the essential role of scripture in shaping our faith and how we go through life. So engaging with scripture effectively, that's going to require an intentional approach, right? Tailored to you and your preferences. So you might find value in going on a deep dive or analyzing the historical or the cultural context of specific passages, or you just might like devotional reading or spiritual insight, right? So that group study, that just offers opportunities for stronger learning and accountability. But either way, no matter how you do it, the key is just being consistent and open. And once you start reading the Bible, it'll activate the Holy Spirit and passages will start jumping off the page. So what about practical strategies? So what you want to do is you want to establish a regular schedule that you want to have Bible study. You want to designate a nice quiet space with no distractions so you can focus on what you're reading. Then, you know, you can get study Bibles. You can incorporate prayer into your study time. But what you want to do is you want to be humble and teachable, right? So you can't know everything and be the man or the woman and approach the Bible. You have to come as an empty cup so you can be filled. And that allows God to transform your heart and your mind through the Word. His Word, right? But despite its importance, it can present challenges that stop you from engaging. You might be busy, you got kids, work, this, that. You feel like you're not ready. But if you prioritize the time with God, leverage your personal resources, and seek support from other believers, you can make it happen. Remember, it's not about perfection, but growth. And if you do a little bit every day, well, there you go, that's growth. Now, the fruits of a good Bible study is said in Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. So once you jump into scripture, you can get clarity, direction, and spiritual nourishment. Then we experience the transformation as God's truth takes root in our heart. Now this shapes our character, guides our decision, and ultimately equips us to live out our faith boldly, right? And effectively. In this world, which is super hungry for truth and hope. Now, it also, like I said, it offers wisdom and guidance for getting through the challenges that we face in life. You know, this world is filled with uncertainty, but the unchanging principles that are found in the scriptures will provide a framework for you to build your life. You can listen to other Christians, and they share their testimonies about how it shaped their life and, you know, strengthen them to make, you know, specific choices in their careers, their, you know, their relationships, and their own personal development. All you gotta do is ask, and I'm sure they'll tell you. Now, the other thing the Bible has, it's a moral and ethical compass, right? That transcends cultural boundaries. So through the teachings in the Bible, we can learn the importance of integrity, compassion, and justice. For instance, they got the Ten Commandments, right? So that is 10 ways right there for you how to live your life. Do not covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not murder. Simple stuff, right? Nothing too complicated. But many people struggle with feelings of, you know, emptiness or loneliness or aimlessness. And they're always searching for a purpose or meaning in their life. What I've found is the Bible can provide extreme insights into why we exist. What's our path? Why we're here? And they do that through us having faith and service to others. Like I said, we can listen to stories of others giving us their testimony about how they found purpose or how they aligned their lives with biblical principles and embraced a unique calling that they didn't even know they had. See, life is going to be filled with plenty of trials and tribulations, but the Bible actually offers hope in the middle of all of this craziness going on. Because inside there, people have persevered, and through faith, they learned valuable lessons on resilience and trusting in God's provision to do what He said He's going to do. We can pray on passages that can give us encouragement in the worst of times, reminding us of God's faithfulness and His love. Now, as we know, healthy relationships are great for our well-being, and the Bible can provide guidance on how to cultivate that and cultivate love, respect, and ultimately unity within our families, our friendships, and our communities. Now, at your local church, you can find your local pastor, and even he can share some testimony on how to apply these biblical principles to your life on an everyday basis. Now, gratitude and generosity are just foundational virtues that are emphasized all through the Bible. But if you can cultivate a spirit of being thankful and generous, you can have a greater joy in your life. It's about serving others. It's not about serving ourselves, right? So there's passages that can empower you to give generously to others through service. And just cultivate a heart of having gratitude for being able to be in a position to help others. Then you can reflect on the impact that the Bible can have on everyday lives. Once you see it work in your life, you're going to run to the mountaintop to tell everybody what you've experienced. Whether you're facing challenges or celebrating victories, you're going to draw strength and inspiration from all of it. But before we get out of here, because everybody wants to go to church today, today's that day, Easter Sunday, we all pulling out the suits and all getting ready. But I just want to remind you, you know, there's resources available to support your walk with God. Find your local church. And I'm sure they offer Bibles, Bible study material, resources online that can help you deepen your understanding of Scripture. Reach out to them and see how they can help you with your walk. And if you're already part of a church, why don't you join a group or give service to others through your church? So I'm always going to encourage you to share what you've learned, right? So even if you hear something here and it resonated with you, by all means, share it with somebody else. You know, maybe start a Bible study group or attend a Bible study group or invite somebody to your church or to your Bible study group and explore what's in God's Word together as a community, because the impact will extend beyond your personal growth, and it will influence everybody in the group, who then goes out and influences their community. And communities can influence states, they influence nations, they influences the world. Right? That's how it's supposed to work. But since it is Easter Sunday, let's just really quickly go through the significance of what this past Holy Week has been for Christians. So, last Sunday you had Palm Sunday, right? And that commemorates Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. So, according to the Gospel of Matthew 21:1 through 11, it said Jesus rode into the city on a donkey while crowds laid palm branches and cloaks on the road, shouting, "Hosanna." Now, that event marked the beginning of Holy Week, and it symbolized Jesus' role as the Messiah. So Palm Sunday served as a reminder for Christians to welcome Jesus into their lives with joy and celebration. And for us to reflect on our own willingness to accept Jesus as our Savior, just like the people at Jerusalem did on that day. So, there's a couple of days. For instance, you had Maundy Thursday, which is also known as Holy Thursday. And we commemorate the Last Supper, where Jesus shared the Passover meal with the disciples. And during that meal, he instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist and washed the disciples' feet as a demonstration of humility and servanthood. So that invites Christians to remember humility that Jesus had during his last moments with his disciples. He knew it, but they didn't. So it just challenges us to live by his example, by serving others and fostering unity within our community of believers, right? Then you had Good Friday. We've all heard about that. That might be the most solemn day of Holy Week, and that commemorates the crucifixion. So according to the Gospels, he willingly endured this suffering and died on the cross as a sacrifice for the sins of the entire humanity. So what does that mean? So for everything we've ever done, he took the blame. So for Good Friday, that's for Christians to contemplate the depth of the sacrifice, right? Would you, if somebody told you, you could solve all the sins of the world, but you have to die publicly. So it just calls us to repent and encourages us to reflect on the significance of that little cross that everybody puts on a chain around their neck, right? So through Jesus, we can find redemption, forgiveness, and Good Friday is just that. It's a reminder of his unconditional love for humanity, right? I'll give my life for you. Then, yesterday you had Holy Saturday. Obviously the day between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. So that was a time of waiting and anticipation, as Christians awaited the resurrection of Jesus. So that just invites Christians to enter into a period of reflection and preparation for Easter, right? So on Holy Saturday, people usually pray, fast, or meditate as they wait for Easter morning. And that's just a time to contemplate the significance of what Jesus did. And if that renews our faith, makes us stronger in Christ, well then that's, you know, so be it, as they say. And then we got today, Easter Sunday. Now that's the culmination of the entire Holy Week and probably the most important day on our calendar as Christians. So that celebrates the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And that just affirmed his victory over sin and death. So for us Christians, it's a day of happiness, celebration, as we celebrate God having Jesus get resurrected. So it's a time to celebrate in the promise of a new life and the hope of eternal salvation. So it just reminds us that death has been conquered and that through Jesus, we've been reconciled to God, recalibrated, so to speak. So as this Holy Week is coming to a close, let's just remember the ultimate significance of this time on our calendar. From Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday, Holy Week invited us to journey with Jesus through his passion, his death, his resurrection. And our response to this should be with faith, humility, and gratitude, as we want to follow in the footsteps and the blueprint that was left to us. So I just want to say thank you for joining us on this exploration of Holy Week. And may God bless you abundantly as you continue on your own personal spiritual journey with God. So as we close, let's commit ourselves to the pursuit of God through the study of his word. May his truth illuminate all of our paths. May his wisdom guide all of our steps, and his love transform all of our lives. So I want you to walk in faith, hope, and love. So before we leave, let's just bow our head in prayer. Father God, we thank you for the privilege of studying your word. As we reflect on today, Easter Sunday, may your spirit continue to deepen our understanding and stir our hearts to greater devotion to you. Father God, bless each person within the sound of my voice with a hunger for your word and the wisdom to apply it in their lives. Father God, guide us as we seek to grow in relationship with you and make your truth known to others. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen. So, thank you guys for tuning in to the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons, and it's been an absolute joy to take this journey with you today on Easter Sunday. So join us again next week as we delve into another topic that inspires you, strengthens your walk with God, and at the end of the day, just helps you understand a little bit more about the Bible. So until then, may the grace and peace of Jesus be with you always. God bless, and happy Easter, everybody.